Restaurant owner Pam Kruger says she favored the referendum to provide extra funding for Florence schools. Kruger and her husband own Dina Mia of Florence.
Especially being business owners, and we employ a lot of kids, so I, you know, hate to see them worrying about their future. They're still kids, you know. It's kind of rough.
Kruger says there's not much more to do. Three referenda have been defeated. She says it's three strikes and you're out. Another Florence County resident who backed the referendum is Judy Gailhoff. She's the Florence Town Treasurer and Clerk. Gailhoff blames revenue limits and low state aid for the district's financial problems. She says it's a problem for a lot of state schools.
And I think that this is something the state is going to have to address seriously in the next few years, or there are going to be a lot of closing of schools.
Gailhoff says closure of schools will hurt the business community. She says she's disappointed with the vote.
The state feels that our citizens should have supported our school, and our school board and citizens have tried to, you know, change people's minds, but obviously over 50% of the voters do not agree with that.
Gailhoff says the schools are a very important part of the community. Sandra Harris, Wisconsin Public Radio.